So let's go ahead and start with introductions then. Why don't you start, Andre?
Hi, I'm Andre, HIV case manager at UCSF Stanyan.
All right. Laura?
Laura Tamas, she, her, San Francisco AIDS Foundation council member.
Thank you. Jesse?
Yes, Jesse Brooks, longtime community activist. I work with primary care at home, community liaison. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard?
Yes, Richard Solomon, HIV Community Planning Council member.
Perfect. TJ?
Hi, TJ Lee Miyake, he, him, council member.
All right, Thomas. I'm not sure if you can speak, Thomas.
I can, Thomas Noble, live in government co-chair.
Perfect. And Erwin.
Edwin Barrio, council member.
All right, perfect. And then I have Kara, council staff. Kat.
Pat, council staff.
All right, and then we have Beth Neary.
Hey, Beth Neary, DPH HIV Health Services.
All right, and then last but not least, Steven.
Steven Spano, the HCAP staff attorney at the AIDS Legal Referral Panel.
Perfect. All right, thank you, everyone. And I will go ahead and share the minutes then. Or no, sorry, the agenda for today. All right, it's pretty straightforward. We have our normal items. So it should be a pretty short meeting, I think. Any changes that anyone wants to make? All right, hearing none, I will go ahead and approve through consensus. All right, and then let's move on to the draft minutes. All right, here we go. I'll go through these rather quickly. Bless you, Laura.
Sorry.
All right, so any changes anyone wants to make? Hearing none, I will go ahead and approve them through consensus. Perfect. And now I believe, let me pull up that agenda. We are moving to announcements. Any announcements?
Hey, Kira, have you heard from the appointment person, Andre, at the mayor's office?
No.
Yeah. No, not yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. No, but I will be out of the office in the next couple of days. And I did send him an email earlier this morning to see if he had any updates for me. So I'm hoping by end of day today he might have something for me.
This is the person, Andre.
Yes.
We spoke, so
Yes. Yeah. He let me know he spoke to everyone the last time we checked in, except for one person he was still waiting to speak to. So he wanted to wait for that person to interview in order to get everyone kind of through and to let me know any updates.
sounds good.
All right. Any announcements? Not hearing any.
Well, just one
Oh,
that
go
it's the
ahead,
Ride
Rich.
Away conference this week. And Irma and Lee and Bill and John and Andy and some other people I think are all attending. So they might have updates when they come back. And also many of us from HIV Health Services are attending virtually too. And so far it's been a really good conference.
Thank you, Beth. Yeah, Mark is also there.
Yes, I knew that. I don't know how I forgot. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Kira,
Yes.
are we still able to vote if our technically our terms ended in July? I
Yes.
forget. It hasn't happened to me in so long. I don't remember. So,
Yes.
okay,
Yeah,
thanks.
if you have not yet been reappointed, you're considered still on the council, even if you haven't been reappointed. But if you are newly appointed, then you can't vote.
Sure. Thank you. I
Thanks,
just got that
Laura.
part.
All right, any public comment? Nope. All right, then we will move right into the HCAP report. So I'll go ahead and share that on my end.
Thank you all so much, as always. It's good to see you. I don't have much today. It's a relatively short report this month. I have one interesting challenge, two success stories, and then just a quick shout out before I get started to Beth for helping to, and this isn't on the report, which is why I'm mentioning it separately. We do have a client who's been struggling with their wheelchair. I've mentioned it in multiple meetings. I'm in the process of connecting with that person. We just keep missing each other, but they've been super responsive. And there's apparently a pilot program through the Independent Living Resource Center that has a small contract through the Department of Aging and Adult Services. And so I just want to thank the department for, forging that relationship forward. It's been a long time coming, but it's already very likely to help somebody who needs it a lot. So thank you. I'll share. I have a very speedy success actually at a client that came to me. This is a 2026-37, which is the very first on page one. The client came to me with a cohabitation matter. They are a resident in a residential care facility, and this is kind of what happens is folks, become ingrained in their program. They start doing well, and then other things start to pop up, and other barriers start to hit. And in this instance, their roommate was struggling with some hygiene stuff, and it was making for an unpleasant experience for the client. But through the process, first of all, we were able to get through using the grievance process, which the client kind of self-initiated, and then jumped in. I jumped in, to support. But through that process, we were able to get the client a new room in the same building, and also was able to offer support, for the other client. These, folks who are dually diagnosed, it's a little bit, it can be sticky, right? When I have two clients or two potential clients, right? I don't even know the other person's name in this instance, but I would never put somebody in a situation where I would want them to lose that resource. And so, but making myself available to support in that way, was kind of just like an ancillary benefit to it. The second one is a little bit of an odd one, which is the next one down, 2026-38 on that page. I'm just getting into this. I just signed the agreement and the authorization with the client the other day, and I've already gotten some odd responses from the service provider. But basically, this is a client who was approached while they were at their clinic by a researcher who offered a gift certificate in exchange for a study. The study required that they fill out a survey and then complete an MRI. The client recalls them doing that. Since then, they've kind of experienced some other issues with their health, and they kind of want to know what the MRI said. And so they reached out, and they've been saying, "I've been trying to get this MRI or the results of the MRI, and I can't get it. Everybody's telling me I can't get that." And so I'm familiar with the process for this service provider to obtain medical records. I've kind of gone through that process, the initial response that I got was this patient has never had an MRI with our facility. And so I'm still investigating it, but if anybody has any specific knowledge about that, about what it, the difference between kind of research level documents and clinical documents, I haven't dug into the legalese of it yet because I want to see, what just asking yields. But if anybody is familiar with that would be some helpful information to have. The last thing I'll just bolster, just had a very successful, another successful grievance filed with a client on the final page, 2026-34. This is a client who was feeling very undersupported in a support group with their service provider. But the service provider kind of also does a number of other things with the client. They provide some level of food service, they provide some transportation services. And so unsticking the relationship can be a very challenging thing when it's the only connection is that kind of small community. Anyway, the response from the service provider was swift. I appreciated that. So did the client. In this instance, we were able to obtain some additional training for the facilitators. They actually implemented an agenda type system so that these meetings could go a little bit more in a more organized fashion. And they have some interim supports in place to help the client continue to receive those very necessary items while the tempers kind of drop a little bit. And we'll be readdressing in October. And of course, I'll stick with the client through that point. But just another, I don't know, good success from both the client perspective and the service provider perspective. So with that, I'll make myself available to elaborate and
For the MRI, was it done at UCSF or a UCSF facility? Do you know?
I can probably talk with you about that offline. I don't
Just
think I'm all
if it
sure.
was at UCSF, I'm happy to. There's a ombudsperson that can answer questions about research and might help you get that question
If you
answered.
had that per if you had that person's contact information, that would be helpful.
It's somebody who actually used to be very involved in HIV work and worked at CAPS and so on, and she now heads the. Anyway, I'll connect you directly with her.
Awesome. Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
All right, I see a hand from Richard.
Thanks, Kira. Steven, so I kind of don't understand. So a client says, "Oh, I did everything else aside, I took some MRIs at a such and such hospital. I can't get the MRIs sent to me. Can you represent me legally and do this?" And so the ball's in your court. Why can't you just contact Hospital A and say, my client would like his MRIs, please send them forward."
Well, that's the process I'm involved in right now. But the agencies are allowed to put parameters on that, right? You have a right to your information. That's the whole point of the HIPAA, right? The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. They are allowed to put parameters on that. So, for
Oh, I am.
example,
I
they are
know.
allowed to charge a reasonable fee for each page.
Yeah.
I have not encountered a situation where a service provider has not wanted to give me documents.
Yeah.
The times that I have encountered it are kind of extra HCAP. They're, situations that are outside of HCAP, where let's say the service provider is in the middle of litigation with the client. And in instances like that, once it becomes an adversarial process, then it's kind of like, well, if you're suing us, then sue for the documents. Give me a subpoena, right? You can put up, I mean, any litigation attorney on the defense side is going to say that. That's one of the benefits of HCAP, right? When I reach out to the service providers, they know that's not my goal, right? They know the goal is to coordinate care in some way. And so, what you're exactly what you're saying is the path of least resistance and also the least adversarial method. But there's still a process. I still have to fill out a form. They need to make sure that I'm authorized. And I supported the client through that whole process because this is a client who has some trouble filling out forms. They don't actually the provider doesn't necessarily make it easy, right? They don't have the document via DocuSign. They don't have, right? So, I had to like manipulate things to make it accessible for the client. And of course, I did that. I didn't make the hospital do that, which I probably could have done, but it would have just delayed everything. But yeah, that's where we're in. Right now, the answer is not no, Stephen, you can't have those documents. Right now, the answer is we don't have any record of this happening.
Oh, wow.
So
Well,
that's kind of the
that's the million-dollar question I was looking for. Okay, so it's nowhere on their board. Wow.
yes.
That's quite a mystery. And it's 2024, you said, in the right there.
That's my understanding.
Wow. Maybe the client needs to be re-interviewed by you or something like that, but I wish you the best of luck with that.
Thanks, Richard.
All right, and I see another hand from Thomas.
Just if this helps, often research studies don't have the same level of quality that somebody receiving medical care may have. For example, phlebotomy can often be done by people who are not necessarily phlebotomists in the terms of a research study under an IRB. So using test results from a research study to help with care is not necessarily an apple to an apple. So if
Yeah.
that helps with regards to some of what might be happening here.
Totally. I don't know the nitty-gritty of it, and that was a conversation that right. And again, this is kind of like a staged process. Right now, phase one is trying to see if we can get the documents. If we continue to encounter barriers and the problem, and I did have this conversation with the client, they know, kind of what our strategy will be moving forward. But if the problem really becomes you need to get care, then what I told them was, I'm not a specialist, but it very well may be that an MRI, I don't know whether there's varying levels of MRI, I don't know whether there's multiple, whether they focus on different areas of the brain or how that works. But it very well may be that if you are ill, what you need is another MRI, not the MRI from 2 years ago. And so, this is another one of those situations where it will be difficult for a client, and for this client to move past it, right? This is a situation where the client could fall out of care if this barrier is not addressed, at least to some measurable degree. So it's not sticky, but I'm working with the client to make sure that they engage with the system. That's all. But thank you.
No more questions or comments for Stephen? Well, thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you all.
All right. I think the next thing on the agenda is me, Cola slash needs assessment update. So I do have a needs assessment update. We have begun outreaching and we have been completing individual interviews. And we've had quite a number, so we're working our way through them. I'm doing the ones solely in Spanish, and then Kat is actually taking on the ones in English.
Just a
So it's a
minute.
little, yeah.
Just 1 second.
But yeah, that's the only update I
Thank
have. Hopefully by next month, or by the end of this month, actually. But for next month's community engagement meeting, we have an update in regards to a focus group. We're going to try to get one together. All right, any questions about that?
No.
All right then. That leads me to the next meeting date and agenda items. So our next meeting date will be on September 2nd. And that is the end of our meeting. So thank you
All right.
everyone for coming.
Thank
Sounds
you.
good.
All
Thanks for
right.
facilitating, Kira.
Of course.
Thank you.
Kira, could I ask you something off
Thank
the record here after the meeting?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Bye,
Okay.
y'all.
Bye,
Bye,
everyone.
everyone.